Welcome to the Perfect Storm. It is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020. The phone number is 800-313-944. Alrighty then, welcome to it, my friends. This is the Perfect Storm. The phone number, if you would like to get in on the conversation, tonight's topic is the DNA Prime Vaccine, changing humans into hybrids. There's a DNA-based vaccine in development. It's called DNA Prime, and it's quite different from a regular vaccine. DNA Prime vaccines are currently being marketed as the next phase of immunizations. Unlike a generic vaccine, which has a segment of the actual virus injected into the body in order to activate the immune system, DNA Prime is an injection of synthesized genes. This isn't a vaccine as much as it is gene therapy, and again, it's called DNA Prime. Here's a practical illustration of how a DNA-based vaccine works. Once injected, the synthetic gene host merges with the double helix human DNA. This unnatural synthesis creates a swarm of new hybrid genes capable of instructing the cells to begin the process of producing antibodies. Again, the synthetic gene merges with the human DNA, permanently changing the double helix DNA for the duration of that person's life. Am I saying this is what they're going to roll out? No. But am I saying this is what they're working on? Yes. And one of the reasons that the DNA Prime vaccine is so popular is because it's easy to produce, and you can produce a lot more of it at a cheaper rate. Keep in mind, human genes are systemically altered. The basic construct of man will change. In other words, there's an unknown tipping point with a DNA vaccine where man morphs into a transhuman and becomes a hybrid, no longer made in God's image. I know all of this sounds crazy and insane, but wouldn't you agree with me that what's going on right now is crazy and insane? And the game plan that they have is crazy and insane, and that's what I'm communicating to you tonight. From a Christian point of view, it's at this juncture that salvation is no longer a viable option. When man morphs into a transhuman, becomes a hybrid. Think of Night of the Living Dead. Think of the zombie apocalypse. The choice has been removed. Once you're no longer made in God's image, you don't have that choice when a man isn't a man. Keep in mind, every human being is infused with a double helix DNA molecule containing the chemical alphabet of A, C, T, and G. And in different combinations, these sentient building blocks provide the fuel to create, change, grow, and reproduce. The way to look at it is DNA is spiritual technology, literally transforming dust into life. And RNA is the invisible bond or glue which empowers DNA to upload its genetic code and form tangible matter, ultimately manifesting itself as biology. What I did 4 years ago was a deep dive into the occult, into the esoteric mysticisms of other religions, putting it up against the Bible, the Book of Enoch, the Book of Jasher, the Book of the Secrets of Enoch, and then just watching a bunch of YouTube videos like I'm sure everybody else does. And I came up with this idea of where all this is going. This stuff that I'm telling you right now was originally written 4 years ago, maybe three. 95% of the remaining DNA in a human being is actually invisible. For example, with every human being, space and time exist in its entirety. According to Einstein, man becomes immortal when he moves faster than light. Death can't catch up. So this brings up an uncomfortable conclusion. Could the DNA prime vaccine be the platform to mutate a human to a transhuman? And in fact, is the DNA prime vaccine attempting to create an eternal, uniquely original, triple helix DNA genome code strand? And the $64,000 question, in whose light and whose image would this new transhuman reflect? And if you want to take a deep dive a little bit further down the rabbit hole, Google has a, well, go to Google. Look up a word called Lucifer S. It's the name Lucifer with A-S-E on the end. Lucifer A-S-E. Lucifer S. It's a generic term for a class of enzymes that produce bioluminescence, which is the production and emission of light by a living organism. Name was first coined by Raphael Dubois. Is there a connection between quantum dot tattoos, Lucifer S, and DNA prime? Perhaps the digital certificates to prove COVID-19 compliance is a light that shines from within, perhaps reflecting the light bearer. I have no idea, and I know that what I'm telling you right now sounds absolutely insane. Keep in mind, the world that you and I are living in right now is absolutely insane. Now, this is where it gets really weird. And after all, this is why you listen to The Perfect Storm, because I'm a little weird. The following are some new beliefs that I've acquired over the last couple of years, doing a lot of research and a couple of downloads. Here we go. Did you know that Adam and Eve were in fact the first transhumans? Instead of an eternal, internal spirit in an external body, they wore an external spirit and an internal body, perfectly reflecting God's triple helix DNA genome code. If man was indeed made in the image of God, then man is a reflection of God's DNA. And I contend that man was created with a triple helix DNA. Therefore, Adam and Eve also had a triple helix DNA genome code strand. This allowed them to be in constant contact with God, access all the time, and the ability to traverse the 10 different dimensions or heavens. And in answer to your question, no, I didn't eat mushrooms prior to acquiring this belief. In contrast, man in his current state, his fallen state, carries a double helix DNA. All of us. All of us have a double helix DNA genome code strand, or two-thirds of one. 6 protons, 6 electrons, 6 neutrons. 6, 6, 6. 0.66, two-thirds, 666, the number of man. So why am I telling you all of this? So you'll understand why the Luciferian elite are doing what they do. Here's the end game. This is what they want more than anything. This is the end game. In order to defeat an enemy, you have to know what their goal is. And in this case, it's very simple. The Luciferian elite, the ones behind all of this COVID-19 controlled economic demolition, they want to live forever. The Luciferian elite want to live forever as little gods without the real God. If the technocrats can somehow bypass death, they become gods. And again, as I'm saying this, I know it sounds crazy, but this is their goal, to live forever without God. That's what transhumanism is all about. That's what the singularity is all about. What Ray Kurzweil talks about, uploading your mind into a machine and then into an avatar and becoming digitally eternal. It's insane. Now, the reality is, given a choice, most people are going to line up for this COVID-19 vaccine once it's available. And all of, you know, if all of this kind of sounds like the mark, it's not yet. Until the adversary arrives and demands it, then it's only a beta test. If it's not a choice, and if you don't have freedom of choice to choose it, then it's not the mark. If whatever this is forced on you through Operation Warp Speed or whatever, it's not the mark. It can't be, because it's a choice. It's freedom of choice. So let's start with the agreed upon science that humans are in fact 60% water, all of us. Everything learned is transmitted by vibrational frequencies. Humans were and are created with an imperishable soul and an unregenerate spirit. And I'm telling you all of this because they understand this. They understand how we're built, and this vaccine, if it is in fact a DNA changing vaccine, is going to change all of what you are. What you can't see, touch, hear, smell, or feel pales in reality to the multidimensional parallel universe existing outside of the third dimensional prison of space and time that we experience here on Earth. The first heaven of the third dimension is a tangible demonstration of invisible vibrations. It's an infinitesimal component of a gigantic electric universe built on and governed by a base foundation of tiny supersymmetric vibrating strings. Superstring theory, have you ever heard of it? Superstring theory? It's not a theory. Tesla was right when he postulated that unlimited energy in the form of ether is omnipresent in the second heaven. There are, in fact, 10 different dimensions, at least. And that's what superstring theory talks about. Multi-dimensions, a multiverse. I agree with all of it. Every animate and inanimate object on this earth vibrates to a corresponding harmonic, and these subsequent frequencies result in the building blocks of light and dark matter. What it comes down to is this: time. Time is a flexible substance that legitimizes matter. Without time, death does not exist. 6,000 years ago, Adam and Eve were eternal, transdimensional, shifting beings, free from the confines of space and time. This is what the Luciferian elite desire. To kill time is to kill God, and to move beyond time, to become transhuman, and to embrace the singularity. Could the DNA prime vaccine, in fact, change humans into hybrid? Only time is going to tell. And I know that what I just talked about for the last 10 minutes or so sounds absolutely crazy. But if you get a chance, go to my website, morningstarstale.com, and read it a couple times for yourself. You'll see it under the blog, DNA Prime Vaccine, Changing Humans into Hybrids. Again, the website is morningstarstale.com, and tale is spelled T-A-L-E. It's actually a book that I wrote, narrated by Lucifer, where he explains how the universe works, including the geocentric cosmology, Freemasonry, numerology, alchemy. It goes really deep, like that little soliloquy I just gave. If you want to know what's going on, you're going to have to take a trip down the rabbit hole. And then when you get to the bottom of the rabbit hole, you're going to have to really start digging, because this stuff is deep, it's dark, but it also leads to the light. And in order to defeat your enemy, you have to know who they are and what their end game is. And the end game for all of these technocrats, ultimately, is to have eternal life apart from God. As crazy as it sounds, and like an episode out of Black Mirror, ask yourself this: are you not living in an episode of Black Mirror right now? And if you think things are going to lighten up or get better, you are grossly mistaken. If you can't see that the powers that be are doing everything in their power to keep the foot on the pedal and to push this all the way until a vaccine comes around, you're not paying attention. This is a controlled economic demolition that is going on worldwide, the goal of which is an economic reset. And if you don't believe me, go take a look at the price of gold today. $2,034. Silver alone went up 6%. Bitcoin is over $11,000 a coin right now. So the smart money is already moving into Bitcoin, silver, and gold as a hedge of protection. But again, it all comes down to timing, because back in 33-34, FDR confiscated all the gold and then had his own reset, and people got pennies on the dollar. The same thing will happen again. It's a question of getting out of the fire just in time before they confiscate it again. But really, how can you get 10 moves ahead of someone and some groups that spend all of their time 24/7 designing this? You have to admit what they've done is absolutely brilliant. Yeah, it's diabolical, but it is without a doubt the most brilliant takedown of the world that mankind has ever seen. If I told you 6 months ago that a germ would ruin the world economies and that we would move shortly into the New World Order, you would really think I was on crack. But that's exactly where we're at. And what I'm looking at is September and November. If the president does get reelected, I expect rioting in the streets. If his opponent gets elected, I expect rioting in the streets. The opposition is not looking for change. The opposition is looking for destruction. Ultimately, this is order out of chaos. As above, so below. And all of it is perfectly orchestrated, and there's nothing you can do about it except get informed, tell others, and get right with God. Those are your solutions. Yeah, I would suggest getting some extra food and water and having the right type of defense. But other than that, there's really not much you can do to stop this. This is a slow-moving iceberg, and it is going to hit the Titanic, otherwise known as the United States, sooner than later.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to the Perfect Storm. My name is Don. I'm a radio guy. I've been doing this for 30 years. Man, I'm tired. Mike, Washington. Good evening, Mike.
Life by the drop, brother.
Word.
And
I don't know.
Fantastic topic tonight, but it's kind of scary, man. I mean, I know you said you're going to be a grandpa come Monday, you know, and that's awesome, but I'm just wondering, I'm not a grandpa yet, and I'm just wondering, what the heck should I do in the event that I become a grandpa? I mean, this is scary times. What, I mean, homeschooling, take them to the mountains, gosh, what are your plans?
I don't know. There's a part of me that is afraid of all this because it is the unknown. I'm just a human being. For the most part, I'm not living in fear. I just hope, my number one hope and prayer is that I'm completely wrong. I want to be wrong so bad.
Right on. Yep.
Yeah. I don't want any of this to be happening. I want this all to be some misinterpretation that whatever is going to happen is in our best interest, but my intellect, my gut, my spirit all say otherwise, and it's unfortunate. I don't know what to do, especially with young people. For me, it'd be a little easier to resist because I really don't have that much going on. I'm not married. I'm single, and you know, I'm in the fourth quarter of life. I'm not concerned about me. I'm concerned about young people more than anything.
Same here. That's my question. You know, it's like, you know, I have kids, nephew, everything. They're on the right track. But, you know, if I ever had grandkids, I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a new ball game right there. That's a game changer.
Yeah, I've got a 4-year-old grandson, and I'll have a brand new one just a few days. I don't know how to deal with it. I just want to be wrong. You know, I've been doing the conspiracy type of radio show for probably 9 years, 7 years, I don't know. And I've always had these crazy ideas, and I've wanted to be right. Some of them I've been right about, but I have never in my spirit wanted to be so wrong about something in my life. I don't mind eating crow. I hope I'm completely wrong.
I hear you there, and for what it's worth, I hope you're wrong too, you know, but I don't think you are. And, man, I don't know. We got hard times coming, and it's just like, you know, when I know you're a grandpa and everything, and I'm not yet, but I always thought, you know, I always saw that thing, you know, happiness is being a grandparent. And back in the day, I'm sure that was true. And at times I was looking forward to it, but now I'm like, you know, Lord knows, I hope I'm not, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Let's face it. None of us saw this coming, and none of us are prepared. I every day to me is literally like the Twilight Zone. Here's what I did today. I have a job where I work as a freight coordinator, basically logistics. I'm a broker, and my job is to write up contracts for trucking companies to move freight across the country and the world. That's what I do. I've been doing that for about 4 years now. Ever since this COVID thing, I'm working remotely. I'm working remotely like everybody else. I get up at 7:30. I walk into my office at 8 o'clock, turn on the computer, and begin my job. Get off at 4. I don't talk to a soul for the most part unless I get a phone call from a customer. And then I go work out and I prepare for the show. And I'm not talking to anybody. I'm enjoying the solitude, but there's a part of me that's thinking, I hope I'm not going crazy and I'm not aware that I'm going crazy. You know what I mean? Because this is a little bit weird for me. You know, maybe a little bit too much solitude is not a good thing. But I'm finding I can't hardly talk to anybody about anything anymore. And if somebody is not dialed into what's going on, the conversation immediately stops because I just can't talk to most people, especially the ones that are completely buying this hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah, ditto here, big time, yeah.
You remember 9/11, Building 7 was always the Rosetta Stone. I would always point people to Building 7. Hey, how did that fall without a plane hitting it? I feel like we're living in Building 7 every day. And this 9/11 episode won't end. I keep waiting for this to end, to wake up in the morning and not see people riding bicycles with masks. And the only conclusion I can come to is that people have been bewitched. They have had the veil pulled over their eyes, and they can't see. They're blind. They're absolutely blind to what's going on. And that only leads to more of a feeling of being alone in this whole thing. And it's one of the reasons I'm enjoying this show so much now is I get to talk to like-minded people, which I don't do all day.
Right. No, I hear you there. The same with me with Building 7 and everything you talk about. You know, about
if you can hang on, we're up against the break. I can get you on the other side. I don't know if you can hang, but try to hang with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the energy planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an energy planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Welcome to the Perfect Storm. My name is Don. I'm a radio guy. I do radio. That's the Bush guy. The Bush guy was married to the Gwen Stefani chick who ended up divorcing him and got married to the Blake Shelton guy. That's kind of weird. You go from a rock and roller to a country dude. That smell of chewing tobacco? I don't know. As you can tell, I'm already drifting, and it's only an hour show. Mike, are you still there, my man?
I'm still here, and I was wondering if we could take it just for a second into rock and roll, just for a second.
Yeah, please.
When we were talking last time about SRV, you know, and the fateful helicopter trip, you know, I forgot to bring up at that time, back in 1959, Waylon Jennings was supposed to be on the same flight that Buddy Holly and who was the can't think of his name.
Oh, the Big Bopper.
La Bamba.
The Big Bopper.
The Big
Bopper. Was it
Bopper
the Big Bopper?
La Bamba.
Oh,
yeah, Big
Richie
Bopper,
Valens.
Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and he was supposed to be on that plane. And a guy, one of the other band members, had a cold and said, "Hey, can I get on this plane ride?" And so Waylon Jennings gave up his seat and said, "Yeah, get on there." And Buddy Holly said, "Well, I'm going to take the bus." And Buddy Holly said, "Well, I hope your bus breaks down." And Waylon Jennings said, "Well, I hope your plane crashes."
Oh, jeez, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the, you know, rock and roll fates, just like, you know, Metallica with, who was it, Cliff Burton, and who's the guitar player? not James Hetfield.
Oh, I know who you're talking
about. Kirk Hammett. They drew cards. They drew cards because there was a place on the tour bus that was warmer than the other one. They both wanted it. And Cliff Burton drew the ace of spades and got it. And then the thing flipped over and he got killed. So I thought, you know, when we were talking about SRV, I thought, you know, man, there's been a lot of rock and roll fate that's been going around. So it's like, wow.
It is strange. You never know. During the break, I was looking at a news story of a bride in Beirut. She was posing for photos for her wedding, and it was taken just before the bomb went off. I mean, you never know.
Getting
back to this COVID thing, I just hate having this hang over our collective heads every day. You wake up and you just think, oh, gosh, here we go again. I got to run. I got a couple callers. You have a great evening, Ed.
Yeah, sure. It's Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the screen. I'm looking at a different guy. Mike, I'm sorry. You have a terrific evening.
He called after me last time. Okay, yeah, take care.
All right.
Oh, did I mention I've been doing this for 30 years? Let's go to Jerry in Missouri. Hello, Jerry.
Hello. Your voice sounds awfully different just now.
Yeah, I aged about 30 years. I can't believe that I called Mike Ed. That's embarrassing.
Well, it just proved you're human, maybe.
Could be. What's going on in your world, Jerry?
Well, you brought up 9/11 and Building 7, and I was watching TV 20 minutes before it came down, and on British Broadcasting, BBC, they reported the building going down 20 minutes before it went down. This is, you know, I watch it. And a number of other people actually saw that happen, you know, saw that same BBC report. And what we've been living in is a PSYOPs world long time. And most people do not take the time, a lot of them don't have the time, to do a lot of research. And that is the problem going on, except that there's a higher level of that problem. Your wackos out there have genetic problems. And anybody that wants to run down about 1,000 different diseases, you will find that the people that have these diseases have a mutant gene or an additional gene that creates a certain protein that allows these diseases to live, such as HIV, Tay-Sachs disease, and the worst to actually look at in pictures is look up the people that have bubbly skin disease. And a lot of these genetically defective people, they don't understand why they don't. They can spout off all these great words and not even make sense of anything. They think they're doing something accomplished. And only when the good guys wake up and say, oops, that's the problem.
Well, it has been going on, and I go all the way back to JFK. But, you know, moving forward to 9/11, Larry Silverstein, the gentleman who owned the World Trade Centers, admitted that he said we needed to pull Building 7, which was a controlled demolition. You just don't pull a building. You have to lay the demolition in there, and that takes a long time. It's not something you improvise on the spot and just pass down an order 15 minutes before it happens. So, you know, Building 7 was a controlled demolition. 9/11 obviously was an inside job, but we moved on from that, and I think many just said, okay, we'll chalk it up to experience. But this conspiracy theory, if you will, the controlled demolition of the world's economy for the Great Reset and the New World Order, I am still astounded at the amount of people that don't have a clue.
Well, they don't want to have a clue.
And that's the crux of it. They don't want to know. They're happy. Ignorance is bliss. They like it the way it is.
They want to live in their fantasy world of whatever they dream up. And during the late 60s and 70s, they dropped tabs, sugar tabs, called LSD, to go to their fantasy world. And what we're seeing in the streets right now is the same exact idiots that we witnessed in the late 60s and 70s. And there's only one way to deal with those people, and that's with solid force. And they all collapse as soon as that happens. Then they want to go cry, mommy, mommy. They're actually not allowing me to destroy things. I love destroying things. Anyway, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You said you like hearing the like-minded people. You would probably find that I could be very long-winded on a lot of my research, but I shan't. Thank you very much. I enjoy listening to your show.
Thank you, Jerry.
Have a good evening.
You too. I was watching an interview with a young man, one of the Black Lives Matter individuals, and he was dropping all the buzzwords he learned at UT, like imperialists, patriarchy. And then the camera zoomed in, and he talked about how there shouldn't be any private property. The camera zoomed in on his wrist. They had a $600 Apple Watch. Just because you go to college doesn't mean you're smart. Let's go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, is James there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was here.
All righty then.
Hello.
All right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine,
hello.
James. What's going on in your world?
I was listening to you talking about the third strand on the DNA. Sounded interesting.
Yeah, it, I don't know how all that information came about, but I started to write that book in 2017, and I really think a lot of this has to do with genetics. Let's face it, Gates' family has a litany of eugenicists. His father was the head of Planned Parenthood, from my understanding, and his mother got him in with the financial folk who helped propel Microsoft. So, you know, nothing is by mistake.
Well, if a third strand goes into the DNA, then transcription won't happen the same way. It's going to slow the whole process down.
It's going to mutate.
Well, it sounds to me more like a cull. It's going to make you sick. It's going to give you, it's going to prevent your DNA from creating enzymes, probably, that are necessary for life. These guys want to, I think these guys are after culling the population.
That's what this is about. The DNA prime vaccine, if it, that's what I want people to get tonight, that when they roll this out, if you hear the words DNA prime vaccine, you know this thing is not good because it's literally going to merge with your DNA. This is more about gene therapy than a vaccine.
Yep.
And once injected, the synthetic gene host merges with the human DNA.
Yeah, but
it's
I don't think this is not going to get people closer to God, I can guarantee you.
No.
But right now...
Go
ahead.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, no, I was just going to say you were talking about this strange feeling. What you're feeling is the calm before the storm. That's what you're feeling, see? It's the calm before the storm.
It is the perfect storm. Everything is converging.
Exactly. So there is a convergence. And people are saying to themselves, well, I'll put the mask on. That'll make them feel good. I'll drive my car with the mask on. Okay, good. Now, by the way, now it's time for you to roll up your sleeve if you want to go back to work. Oh, yeah, this is not going to hurt, blah, 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 you see? This is what they're going to try to do.
I wouldn't be surprised when they roll this out that the first string of shots is the placebo. And there are no ill effects because I think that'll get people into their comfort zone and be more likely to take a shot. And then I think the real shot will come out. So I think initially there's not going to be any ill effects, and the media will come back and see, all these conspiracy nuts saying that it's going to kill you. Everyone's fine. No one's getting COVID. And then the second round, the third round, that's where there could be some issues. And is this about culling the population, getting us down to 500 million, as the Georgia Guidestones say? I think that's what this is all about. I think that's where this is going.
Yeah, they control the media, so they can tell people how many people did get sick from the vaccine and how many didn't, you see. So it's something they want to rush ahead on, and this is why they've created this scenario, this situation, I think.
And you'll know them by their fruit. When the panel of doctors came out and said hydroxychloroquine is actually a cure for COVID, that thing was instantly relegated to the dustbin. It was taken off of YouTube. Now, why would they do that? What's the motivation? The motivation is it's going against the program.
Well, yeah, exactly. Precisely.
That's why I think this network is going to be one of the last bastions before it all collapses. This is one of the few places where you still have freedom of speech.
Well, we are able to call in, and that is important.
Absolutely. James, I appreciate you being out there. Have a great evening, my man.
You too. Thank you very much.
Let's head over to Thomas in Florida. Hello, Thomas.
Yes, thank you for having me on. Yeah, I've only listened to part of your show, but I get the general gist of, you know, discussing everything that's going on here. Do you get the funny feeling that what's happened in the last 5 months seems to be extremely fast? And I look at it as being very awkward, unbelievable, and I guess I would say desperate. In other words, it's being accelerated to an absurd level, and I can't believe that people are falling for it, but it seems to be happening. And I don't know if you've gotten into this whole aspect of the elite where they actually are involved in, we know that this thing with Maxwell and then Ghislaine and, of course, what's his name there, Epstein. That's happened. It all seems to have gone on to the back page. I mean, she's locked up somewhere, but it's all just gone away. This pedophilia thing, you know, on a worldwide basis, I don't know if you've gone down the rabbit hole where it's not just, you know, old geezers, you know, going after 13 to 17-year-olds. There's the darker side of it is, you know, actually they say that there's child sacrifice. Have you ever heard about that? Do you know anything about it?
Oh, sure. I try not to touch on it during the show because it's so dark. But what you're seeing happening right now is the same as it was thousands of years ago, sacrificing children to Baal.
Well, when you're
go ahead.
Listen, you're about the right age. I'm a lot older than you are. Do you remember the grunge bands? Kurt Cobain, right? Wasn't he? He had Nirvana.
Yeah, with Nirvana, sure.
Right. You know, he killed himself in 1994. Shot himself with a shotgun, and it has something to do with his girlfriend. They thought she might be involved. Did you know that before he killed himself, he was he was talking about the pedophile ring in Seattle, right?
I didn't know that.
Somehow, yes, right. Well, it gets even better. There's two grunge bands. I know this because I talk with younger people because I figure they know something I don't know, and I try not to ignore them. And there are some smart ones, believe me. There's a band called Audio Slave, and the head of that was Chris Cornell. And then there's another band called Linkin Park. Now you may never heard of these. The guy's name was Chester Bennington.
Yeah, and both of them were involved in charity causes for rescuing children.
Exactly. And they were getting.
Cornell.
They were getting together, and they both seemed to have hung themselves. Let's see, Chris Cornell hung himself on May 18th, 2017, and the guy from Linkin Park, Chester Bennington, he hung himself in July 20th of 2017. But it gets better. Did you ever hear of a group called Avicii? A-V-I-C-I-I.
I have heard of Avicii.
Yes. You need to go see. The guy, he did a thing called For Better Days. You have to watch it. It's very dark. He killed himself in 2018 on April 20th.
It does get dark, and I try to avoid it only because it's just so dark. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you can stay on. Sure. No worries. Hang on.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome to the Perfect Storm. Phone number, if you'd like to join in on the conversation, 800-313-9443. And if you would like to read, that is, reread the opening monologue, it's real simple. Just go to my website, morningstarstale.com. Morningstarstale.com. And tale is spelled T-A-L-E. Morningstar is another name for Lucifer, who is also known as the Light Bearer. And in the book, which is narrated by Lucifer, so obviously it's not nonfiction, but it contains true items in it, shall we say. And in the book, Lucifer explains how the universe works. much to the disdain of his readers. He's not exactly a fan of mankind. Took 5 rewrites in a year to write, got it published, lost a publisher, got a publisher, and now it's independent. Morningstarstale.com. Best way to support me, that's the way to do it. Book's only $5.97, available at Amazon, and there is a link. Thomas, go ahead and finish up what you were saying, sir.
Yes, as I started out, I think that this thing is accelerated on stupid for anybody who can see. It's desperate, and you wonder why are they doing it so quickly in such clumsy fashion. It's because I think there's an awakening concerning the darkest side of pedophilia. And if you say, well, we have different differences all about this, that, we argue, guess what? I don't care where you live in the world. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what language you speak. Once you find this out, we're all on the same page, and there won't even be any trials. It's absolutely so outrageous, and I think, this is my gut feeling, this is being sped up because they know that we know, and they know that there's no way out for them once this horrific information is known.
I think that's an astute observation. I think you're absolutely right. And it's spiritual. These people are Luciferians. They are technocrats. They are the rulers behind the curtain that rule this world. It is completely satanic. And if people would just wake up to that one fact, that this is a spiritual war, they would be about 80% there. But you're right. They're speeding this thing up because I think there is an awakening going on. Whether it's great, I don't know yet.
Well, they know they won't be here long once everybody knows. Like I say, there won't be any trials. It's so horrific. There's no discussion.
And the end game is eternal life. I'm telling you, these people want eternal life apart from God. They're all into this singularity and transhumanism. They want to cull the population, and then they want to work on uploading their mind into a machine and an avatar. It's completely insane and sick.
Well, the fact that they want to become omnipotent like God, but they're going to be the creators of the omnipotence. In other words, you know what I'm saying? We know
yes.
God is omnipotent. He's everywhere. These guys think they're going to take their place through technology and push God out of the way. I mean,
That's exactly what's going on.
They're insane.
That's my frustration with most radio. They're not taking that next step down the rabbit hole. This is a spiritual war. Thank you for listening, Thomas. Thanks, everybody, for being out there. This was The Perfect Storm. See you tomorrow.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.